Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Motormouth Mosley Radio Show. You have reached the man, Motormouth Mosley himself. You're calling in at 347-945-7975. Well, you've got a lot of show tonight. We've got a whole lot of things we got to hit on. We got a full slate, preseason NFL games. We're going to do a touch-up on what's going on with Major League Baseball. And also, we'd like to touch on what's going on in today's PGA Championship. Again, if you're looking at communicating with us, you can hit us up on email at MotormouthMosley@AOL.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at MMMosley24. Or, of course, you can always just hit us up on Facebook, like our page, log in to Blog Talk Radio, and we'll look forward to hearing from you. Show ideas, conversation, topics you'd like to talk about. I'm always willing to listen. First thing I want to do is I want to go over today's current Major League Baseball standings, look at the division races, and see how they're panning out with about 30% left of the season. We're almost getting ready to wind down and to get exciting. American League West, we're looking at the Texas Rangers, who were on a major six-game streak. They are now one game ahead of the Oakland Raiders, probably the tightest race in Major League Baseball. AL East, we've got Boston Red Sox, three games up on Tampa Bay and five and a half games up on Baltimore Orioles. American League Central, we've got the Detroit Tigers running away from the Cleveland Indians. They're up by 7.5. Kansas City is still in the race at 8.5 games back. In the National League, you're looking at National League West. Los Angeles Dodgers are now 6.5 games up over the Arizona Diamondbacks. That race may be pretty much over with unless something drastic happens. National League East, your hometown Atlanta Braves are now 14.5 games up over the Washington Senators. Definitely that game is over with. They were on a major, I think, 14-game win streak, just lost last night in the game 1-0 on a pass ball by the catcher Gattis. Could have actually continued the streak, but the offense decided not to show up. But they had a huge lead. You thought they probably would collapse after losing their star pitcher, Tim Hudson, to an ankle injury. But instead, they lost the next game and then went on the streak. National League Central, Pittsburgh Pirates with the best record in Major League Baseball and now four games up over the St. Louis Cardinals. Cincinnati Reds are in the wild card chase at six games back. We look and see what happens in this year's Fall Classic, see who makes it in. Some guys playing some real good baseball. Some of the noted season highlights. Crash Davis, formerly the Texas Rangers, is having a stellar year. Breakout here in home runs, leading both leagues in home runs. Miguel Cabrera looking to repeat his triple crown. So got a lot of things going on with baseball. See what's going to happen. Just got through finishing earlier today, the first full week of preseason games. Of course, football started last week with the Cowboys win over the Miami Dolphins in the Hall of Fame game. But this week, all 32 teams were in action. We'll go down and touch on each and every game. We'll start off with the Baltimore Ravens, who defeated Tampa. Joe Flacco, who's just signed a big offseason contract, played his normal self. Most of the starters in all these games played about either a drive, a series, or they played a quarter, and then he let the backups play the rest of the game. So you really don't get a real feel of how the team is going to look except for the first quarter of most of the games. Tampa Bay struggles. They're having a quarterback battle with the incumbent Josh Freeman and a rookie out of North Carolina State, Mike Glennon. We'll see how that's going to work. They're working with a new head coach also. We'll see how well Baltimore does. They lost a lot of players off of their Super Bowl winning team. Should be interesting. Then we have Cincinnati beating Atlanta. Atlanta's Matt Ryan came in with a new $100 million contract. Since he's Andy Dalton, second or third-year player out of TCU, had a stellar game for the short time that he played. The interesting part of that game to me was a side story of Brian Banks, who was released from prison and exonerated for a crime that he didn't commit. And after last playing football when he was in high school, a senior in high school, he's now trying to make the Atlanta Falcons roster. St. Louis Rams played the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland won 27-19. Quarterback Brandon Wheaton looked pretty good for the Browns. As for the Rams, they're looking to replace their longtime running back Steven Jackson, who's now in Atlanta. They look like they struggled a little bit, but again, early in the season, we'll see what's going to happen later in preseason. Washington Redskins defeated Tennessee. No RG3 played. He didn't play at all. Kirk Cousins started the game for the Redskins. The first highlight of the game was actually Chris Johnson's 58-yard run. Looks like that running back is already ready to do another chase for 2,000 yards rushing. For the Redskins, it was interesting to see Pat White, formerly of West Virginia, who had last played in the league 3 years ago. He came in as a backup, and he's fighting for that second-string spot on the roster with Kirk Cousins. Was wearing number 5 and kind of looked like a slimmer, faster Donovan McNabb, but he played really well, and it should be interesting to see if either Cousins is used for draft as a trade bait, or if they will keep all three quarterbacks. But I think they're pretty set, especially with RG3 being their starter. Yeah, Denver playing San Francisco. Denver won that one 10-6. The Niners were a little bit new with some players that on our team that went to the Super Bowl last year. Anquan Boldin and Nnamdi Asamoah are new to the roster. But the bigger issue for the Niners is the backup quarterback. If something happens to Colin Kaepernick, they had a guy named Tolzien and Colt McCoy, and neither one of them looked very good. So we'll see what's going to happen. They may look for a quarterback that get released from another team, but neither one of those guys looked like the kind of fit that they need behind Kaepernick. And it kind of goes back, I want to get off on a tangent real quick, and it kind of goes to show why some of these quarterbacks were paid so much in the offseason, like Matt Ryan, Tony Romo, Matt Stafford, and you wonder why these teams were paying so much for these quarterbacks. Well, the problem is there's nothing out on the streets. There's no young, up-and-coming quarterbacks that are worth their salt. So you have to, if you've got somebody that is halfway decent, or you have to pay them probably more than what they're worth, but you have to pay them that to keep them because other teams are looking for quality quarterbacks. You had Seattle Seahawks playing against San Diego. It was a close game after the first quarter, but Seattle's backups dominated. Actually, I was kind of surprised because San Diego starters looked pretty good as a whole. I thought they would struggle a lot more, but they looked pretty good. And you had the Jets playing Detroit. Jets lost that game 17-26. In all honesty, that's a who-cares game. I guess the highlights of the game, were, like I said earlier, were Matthew Stafford's new contract, 3 years, $53 million. And then there's the quarterback battle there with Geno Smith and Mark Sanchez. And McElroy, the quarterback out of Alabama, might actually end up winning that job. Geno Smith went down with an ankle. Mark Sanchez, in his typical self, first pick, first pass was an interception for a touchdown. So it's, the Jets are going to have some issues at quarterback, it looks like, but we'll see what's going to happen as the season goes along. You had the Miami Dolphins beating Jacksonville, which was a good bounce-back win for the Dolphins after getting beat by Dallas last week at the Hall of Fame game. The big thing that kind of shocked me through the highlights of that game were Jacksonville's new two-tone helmets, but it doesn't matter how good you look if you play with crap, and if you're only scoring 3 points in a preseason game against a team that was pretty manhandled last week, that doesn't bode well for your season. Jacksonville, the Jaguars, are having their own quarterback battle. Blaine Gabbert, who was picked in the early rounds a couple of years ago out of Missouri, is in a battle with Chad Henne, but in all honesty, it doesn't matter who wins that starting quarterback job because both of them stink, and that team is going to stink throughout the year. Then you had the New England Patriots playing the Philadelphia Eagles, a game that was televised nationally on the NFL Network. The score was 31-22 Philly, but in all honesty, that game really wasn't as close as the score. Philly came back late with some scores to make it look better, but New England pretty much manhandled them. I was impressed with Philly's offense, both when Michael Vick and when Nick Foles were playing quarterback. I was impressed at how well he moved the ball. I was definitely impressed with Nick Foles being able to run the read option as well as he did. He's nowhere near the athlete as Michael Vick is, but he held his own pretty well. Matt Barkley, who came in late in some mop-up duty, wasn't overly impressed with anything he brought to the table. But if New England doesn't fix their defense, they're in for a long season. New England was able to run and pass at will, especially with the starters. We'll see what's going to happen again as the season goes along. Chicago against Carolina, another one of those ho-hum games in the preseason. It's a battle of up-and-down quarterbacks. Jay Cutler and both Cam Newton will either throw you in a game or throw you out of a game. They've got the Romo Coaster issue going on, so you never know which one you're going to get. Yet Arizona playing against Green Bay, which may have been the shocker of the weekend. Arizona won that one 17-0 over Green Bay. Just kind of surprised, although Aaron Rodgers only played a series or two, it was still a bit of a surprise that they weren't able to put the ball in the end zone. And I think that's part of the reason why that they brought in Vince Young from off the streets as a backup to fight for that second-string position, because who they got now really didn't look very impressive at all. And Grant Hall, formerly of Texas Tech, he just stunk up the place. So it makes sense why Green Bay went in and picked up another quarterback to just in case something happened to Aaron Rodgers. The highlights of that game to me were the return of the Honey Badger. Tyrann Mathieu out of LSU, who had gotten himself into some trouble and had to sit out last year, got picked up by Arizona wearing number 32, and he made his presence known not only during the game but prior to the game, because he made a tweet about how excited he was to play and how much rage he had built up that he couldn't wait to unleash. And he definitely did that. He had a nice quarterback sack, and he also had a nice punt return for about 24 yards. But I think what's going to make or break the Arizona Cardinals season is the pickup of Carson Palmer. And if you don't hear the name Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald mentioned often, it's going to be a long, long season, because that has to be a go-to combination for that team. You have the Minnesota Vikings playing Houston Texans, another ho-hum, who-cares game, especially considering that the two stars of both teams didn't play, Arian Foster and Adrian Peterson. You wanted to look forward to see what they would do rushing the ball during the if it was a regular season game, but because of it being the kind of game that it was, both players sat and didn't play, and as I said, Houston won that game 27-13. Then you had a game that to me was rather intriguing. That was the Kansas City Chiefs versus the New Orleans Saints. You got the New Orleans Saints coming back with their former head coach, Sean Payton, who had to serve a one-year suspension for all that BS that went on. And you had the Kansas City Chiefs, who were 2-14 last year. And they may have been the most talented 2-14 team in the history of the NFL. They had six players in the Pro Bowl, but yet only were able to garner only two wins. So it's going to be interesting this year with the new head coach and Andy Reid, formerly of the Philadelphia Eagles, and a healthy Jamal Charles at running back, and Alex Smith, formerly of the Niners, at quarterback. They're my pick to be the most improved team, and I'd be very surprised if they didn't pick up at least six more wins this season, at least go 8-8, if not better, this season. Then the second game of a doubleheader the other night was the Dallas Cowboys versus the Oakland Raiders, which Oakland won 19-17. And the interesting thing about that game was that 60 of Oakland's 90 players were new from last year's roster. So as a lot of us had talked about over the last couple of years, the Raiders wouldn't improve until something happened to Al Davis. Once he passed and let go the reins, they basically flushed out a good portion of their roster and brought in a bunch of players from off the streets and from other teams, and they definitely revamped that defense, and they definitely are playing more aggressive. The offense is more dynamic. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Raiders do in the AFC West, considering that the Broncos are some people's prerogative pick to be in the Super Bowl, if not win the Super Bowl. The question is going to be with the Niners is who's going to pull the trigger for those guys. You've got Matt Flynn, who was formerly of Green Bay. Then he went to Seattle and got beat out by the third-string quarterback. Now he's at Oakland, and in all honesty, he didn't really look all that great. Terrell Pryor came in, who had been picked up last year in the supplemental draft after getting into some trouble over some tattoos for memorabilia when he was at Ohio State, looked pretty good except for one ill-advised throw in the red zone, which ended up being an interception for Dallas. But other than that, I thought he looked rather good. He did a good job of throwing the ball, although they really didn't throw the ball downfield that much. They were little dinks and dots all over for short yardage, but he did a good job at that. And, of course, being the athlete that he is, he did a good job of running the ball out of the read option, which it looks like Oakland's going to mimic some of the other teams and start using that too. Then they came in with this Matthew McGlone, who I had never heard of, rookie out of Penn State, who threw the only touchdown for Oakland in the game, which was a beautiful pass. And he definitely threw his hat into the ring. So we're not sure exactly what we're going to be dealing with when it comes to the Raiders this year at quarterback. We may have an old guy in Flynn who's never really proven himself. We may have a questionable athletic Terrell Pryor who may take over. And then again, we may have this unknown kid out of Penn State, McGlone, who may end up being the next quarterback in the history of the Raiders. So we'll see how that pans out. Then you've got Pittsburgh Steelers playing the New York Giants. Pittsburgh didn't really play that well. The Giants dominated the game. Victor Cruz, Eli Manning are doing their thing already. You already had to see that stupid sauce already. I just don't want to see it on opening weekend. The interesting player for the Steelers for me, not only did they lose Mike Wallace to free agency to the Miami Dolphins, but they've got this rookie running back, LaRon Stevens Howling, who is all of 5'7", and he reminds you of a Darren Sproles, very quick-footed, very jitterbug, and he almost gets lost behind those big linemen for the Steelers. So they've got him. They also had Jonathan Dwyer, formerly of Georgia Tech, and it'll be interesting to see how competitive and how well they play at running back and who gets the reps at running back. So we'll see if this young rookie is able to break through the starting lineup, or we'll see if it's going to be an old guy doing his thing. And then just a little while earlier, we had a finish of the Baltimore Indy game. Buffalo won that game. Buffalo won 30-20. And it looks like Buffalo may have found their future quarterback in E.J. Manuel out of Florida State. They moved up in the draft to pick him up at 16, and he played rather well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Indy did their thing in the first quarter. Andrew Luck is the quarterback of their future. He's going to go down as one of the great ones if he continues his career the way he did. We'll see how well they play this year. We'll see what happens with Buffalo. We'll see what happens in the NFL. It should be an interesting year. Of course, this is only the first game of the preseason, and there's four for most teams, five for the teams that played in the Hall of Fame game, of course, but four preseason games, and this will probably be the last time that we see any starters with any significant playing time, probably until week three of the playoffs. And then they will get some extensive play in that game. They will get game four completely off, most of them, and basically coaches will be making their final cuts. So at this point, what you're trying to do right now is knock a little rust off and not get anybody injured, most importantly, and evaluate some talent. The next couple of games, and games two and games four will focus more on talent evaluations of guys who are on the bubble after a couple of cuts. So it'll be a bunch of players that you may not know, but you may hear from in the near future. So that was week one. We're just happy to have football back. I had hoped that we'd get some callers tonight, but hopefully a bunch of people will listen in on the archived versions. Again, you can catch all the episodes on the all the episodes of the Motor Mouth Mosley Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio / Motor Mouth Mosley. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Again, we're still looking for sponsors and donors and people who are looking to advertise their services or products on the show. We're getting about 15 to up to 50 listeners of the radio broadcast, and we're getting anywhere from 100 to sometimes up to over 400 people who receive my posts and tweets. And once we start getting sponsors, every time I send out a tweet or a post, I will have your product or your name mentioned in it for depending upon the package that you buy. So if you're looking at getting more business and generating your name out in the airwaves a little bit more, we'd definitely love to work with you. You can hit me up at MotorMouthMosley@AOL.com to discuss it. You can find me on Facebook, either on my personal account or on Motor Mouth Mosley. We can chat and, again, discuss. I do have a price list that I can send out. And for the first 10 buyers, we are offering 50% off. Again, Thursday nights, our immediately following the TV show Scandal. That will focus more on the Scandal show. But as for Tuesdays and Sundays, strictly sports-oriented broadcast, we'll be looking to discuss what's coming up over the weekend in games and what just happened in games. So, again, looking forward to hearing from you, looking forward to conversations and dialogue and debates. Want to hear, we're going to be having our previews, team previews of all 32 NFL teams within the next few days. Please tune in this coming Tuesday at 11 o'clock on our Tuesday night broadcast, where we'll be having Jesse Sapolu, four-time Super Bowl champion of the San Francisco 49ers. He will be on discussing his MIT, which is his Men in the Trenches camps, and also a book. Highlights of some of his battles back in the day with the Dallas Cowboys and having bounced around the offensive line, playing both guard and center for Montana, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So it'll be an interesting show. Looking forward to you tuning in. Again, thank you for listening whenever and wherever you're listening from. Thank you for calling in when you decide to call in. Have a great evening and a great week. And I want to thank you again for listening to the Motor Mouth Mosley Radio Show. Have a great evening.
Hey, for rollerblades right after it. Yeah. No, but if I have to, I will go ahead and snatch it. Yeah. You ain't as bad as me, make you just be acting. Yeah. I'm always first and you always passing.